大家好，我是 Jenny， 欢迎您又一次来到由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, it's me, Spencer.
我们也蛮久没有一起做潘吉 Jenny 的节目了。
That's right, and I am happy to be back.
Likewise, 那今天我们要讲的这个话题呢，其实是困扰很多英语学习者的一个问题。
I think it's a sentence or a phrase that everyone here probably knows.
这句话就是
My English is very poor.
我英语不太好，我英语很破。my English is very poor. 但前两天我看到 Spencer 拍的一个抖音，其实就在教我们说native speakers 不太用 poor 这个词来形容语言能力。
Yeah, I feel like even though poor, you can use to describe things that are, you know, kind of 比较差。我觉得这个用法有一点过时的。
Oh, 你觉得说 my English is very poor sounds a bit outdated.
Yeah, that's right. Or even if you say other things are poor, like 他的表现很差, his performance was poor. I don't know, sometimes 就有一点过时了,我觉得。
好,那今天呢,我们就要 update, 来更新一下你的这个英语词汇库啊,教大家一些更加自然的来描述自己英语能力的说法。好,那今天我们所有要教大家的这些内容呢,都会放在我们的微信公众号里,只要关注开言英语,开放的开,语言的言就能够找到了。那当然,提升英语的关键呢,其实就是要每天啊,多多的 expose, 就是多多的去接触英语。
That's right.
这也就是为什么除了我们的双语脱口秀，开言英语还有一个完整的会员课程库，带给你的将是全 native speakers 适合中国用户为大家特别定制的这一套课程。那不管你是什么级别啊，是中高还是低，我们都有非常适合你而且非常有趣的英语口语课程，大家可以免费下载 app 关注一下。那我们还有一个七天的体验营，有班主任带着你学习， so please check that out. Okay, Spencer, let's get started.
Okay, let's do it.
首先我还是想问你，就是说 my English is very poor. Your problem, your gripe with it is that...
其实我每次听到 every time I hear my English is very poor, 就好像是一个被记住的什么台词念出来的。It's like a line that they remembered and just said.
就好像 reciting 在背诵你刚刚说一个 line, 一句台词 because everybody says the same line.
Yeah, exactly. My English is very poor. My English is very poor. Hello, my English is very poor.
那你也不能怪我们啊，因为从小老师就是这样教我们的。但还好现在有像 Spencer 这样的外国主播啊，要来跟我们说说最自然最真实的一些表达方式。好，那首先我们讲到这个英语能力不好， Can we just say my English is bad?
You could say that.
就直接用差用 bad.
You could say, oh, my English is bad. My English is bad. You could, 但是I think a little bit better, 刚好一点是什么 My English isn't that good.
我也发现到当外国人说一个东西不太好的时候，常常会用 isn't good or isn't very good 来替代那个 bad.
Yeah.
因为光说 bad 可能太直接了，是吗？
It is 有一点直接。
好，那我们来举几个例子，比如说这个东西好吃吗？ How does the food taste?
Oh, it tastes bad.
Oh, I'm so hurt.
Yeah.
好受伤。
Yeah. 或者 so this is, you know, 有一点直接，太直接了， right? But if you say, oh, it's okay, or it isn't that good.
我心里好受了一些。
Yeah, so...Also, so you could just say, my English is okay.
用 okay 也可以。
Yeah, it's kind of like saying, oh, 我的中文马马虎虎。
就 okay 等同于马马虎虎
般般
是吧？
Yeah.
Can you say my English is so-so?
Yeah, you could say that, but again, so-so is kind of like, I don't know. I feel like only foreigners say, we don't say so-so too much. I don't know.
你觉得是...
有点像中国人不怎么说马马虎虎，我真的觉得很少听到中国人说马马虎虎。They'll say like 一般般，
凑合，还行，
还行 ，yeah。
这倒是。So I get your point now. So so 就是我们在英语课本里经常会学的，但其实 native speakers 没有那么常用。
Yeah. Every time I hear so so, it reminds me of going to 泰国 and then the Thai people they say same same. Same.
那再回到那个就刚刚说的 My English isn't very good、mm. My English isn't that good、
mm-hmm.
我觉得英语里就有很多比如你用 isn't that good or isn't very good就比你直接说 my English isn't good、
yeah.
听起来要自然一些、
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
就是、mm-hmm. So those things are what we call tone softeners、
mm-hmm, mm-hmm, 是啊
比较软化语气、
mm-hmm. 对对真的是软化语气
嗯，好那是不是也能说我的英语不是最好
Yeah you could say that My English isn't the best
it's not the best
Yeah so it's like、mm, 我的英语水平 you know 其实 you know, 相当好挺好的 butYou know, it could be better.
所以你认为 isn't the best 是比 isn't that good 要好、
mm, Yeah, I mean, if you can say my English isn't the best, 这已经证明你的英文水平是挺好的 If you could remember to say this line.
哦、oh, 这倒是、uh. 也算一个挺高级的用法啊。
嗯、mm-hmm.
反正记住即使你英语很好也不要说 my English is the best. 、
mm-hmm. Right, yeah, no, you don't want to say that.
好等一下我问 Spencer 怎么说自己英语能力好啊咱们也不需要假谦虚。
Mm-hmm.
那还有一个我觉得真的是非常地道自然的说法、
mm-hmm.
就是 I don't speak much English.
Yeah, I don't speak much English. You know, 我就会说一点点。Right?
对、mm-hmm. 就是比你说 I speak a little English 要自然很多要地道很多
exactly yeah, yeah, no.
诶其实这同样的 structure 句式就可以放任何的语言在里面、
mm, yeah.
比如很多外国人初到中国他会说
I don't speak much Chinese I don't speak much Spanish
嗯是是是好的诶讲到这个 I don't speak much English、
mm.
又让我想到了就当我们问一个人诶你会不会说英语啊你英语好不好、
mm.
我们好像第一反应是Can you speak English?
Yeah, 你会说英语吗？
对，你会不会说英语？但我也发现到了外国以后，别人通常问我是 Do you speak English?
Yeah.
用 do 而不是 can.
Yeah, actually, it'd be better to say Do you speak English?
What's the difference? 你觉得这两个问句的差异？
Well, it's kind of like you said about tone softeners. If you say Do you speak English? It's kind ofsofter and nicer than saying, can you speak English?
你觉得这个 can 是不是 implies, 就是在暗示暗指你有没有这个能力、
mm-hmm.
然后呢就是你如果不会说英语的话你就是很无能、
mm-hmm.
You're very incompetent, you're dumb, kind of.
Yeah, 有一点 it kind of has this connotation or feeling behind it.
对我觉得就是如果你直接用 can you speak English,、
mm-hmm.
那个语气有一点 it sounds a little condescending,、
mm-hmm.
就有点看不起你、
mm-hmm.
Oh, if you can't speak English, there's something wrong with you.
的确是我觉得是有一点看不起别人的。
嗯、
mm-hmm. like,Yeah, it just sounds like I don't think you can do it. Who, you know, like, yeah.
诶，我觉得这个事情其实挺 sensitive, 挺敏感的。因为我在加拿大就有一次，我们搬到一个新的办公室，然后就跟一些那个周遭的人在聊天。后来有一个人就问我说，你来自哪里啊？你来加拿大多久？然后我就说我来了两年。
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "Wow, your English is really good." 然后后来就是像 Adam Connor 他们都后来就问我说，哦。How did that make you feel? 他们就为我觉得特别的 I don't know, 就是说那个人
所以是给你什么样的感受呢
我觉得他在 compliment 我啊他在称赞我我的外国同事们反而就觉得说 You know, he shouldn't say that 他好像那样有点看不起我的感觉就是觉得 Yeah, it's a little sensitive, you know, this issue
Well, the reason for that is 加拿大、美国还有一些其他的 you know, 西方国家是移民国家所以很早就已经有很多来自其他的国家能说英语的人对吧 So like you have people from all these different countries that can already speak English So likeNow, if, you know, 对如果我在美国看到一个华裔或者 you know, 来自 any country, and they could speak English, 我也不怎么觉得惊讶的 you know what I mean?
所以反而你觉得惊讶去称赞别人一下的话呢 you're kind of making them like an outsider.
Yeah, like, so that's why, like, you know, 我是个老外就在中国的老外老外 from outside,
right?
中国本来不是一个移民国家 so that's why,Still to this day, 很多中国人哇哇，你的中文说的特别好哇，你的中文说的好哇，哒哒哒哒。You know, like I still get that all the time because they're still not used to it, really.
对，反正就是当时我就是 Adam 和 Connor 可能就认为嗯，如果你特别把一个人的英语能力当回事儿来说，会让那个人感觉，你就把我当外人，因为我现在住在加拿大嘛，所以 it's kind of I should speak English, you know. 好，那我们今天节目的最后呢，其实是要来鼓励大家啊，就之前讲了那么多，怎么来更地道的描述我的英语可能没有最好，I still need to work on it. 但是其实我们碰到的很多朋友啊，开言的用户和听众。其实大家的英语能力特别是 you know, reading and even listening skills 都不错但是讲到要开口说的时候呢
都特别紧张
Yeah, so being nervous, right?
Yeah, so don't be nervous
但我觉得这个其实也不是 It's not the easiest thing to overcome 首先呢如果你不是那么常碰到 native speaker 不是那么常碰到外国人你要去 process, 要去理解他说的东西然后还要跟他说出来其实是有一个it's almost like a mental block, 有一个屏障的。
Yeah, so I can understand that, but 无论怎么样我还是觉得应该自信一点。Because when you're, 你不够自信的时候you get afraid to talk, or it makes it more difficult to talk.
我觉得很重要的一点就是先要让自己习惯吧。你要 get used to, that's how they communicate, that's what they sound like. 那其实当然不是那么多人都有这个环境日常接触到外国人。但我觉得就是希望开言我们平时给大家做的节目包括我们这个课程能够让你you know, be familiar with native speakers, you know, how they sound and how they communicate, and to help you break out of your shell. 而且其实我觉得学任何一样新的东西的时候都很容易就特别自己很 self-conscious.
Yeah, so again, that's what I mean. Don't be too nervous. 你不要害怕 you know, 说错了 Like, it's not a big deal.
对，我刚刚说那个 self-conscious 就是和你自己很在意说啊，我有没有用最好的句型最对的这个 grammar pattern 有没有用最难的词 And a lot of it is just in your head, right? 就是你自己特别 worry. So we call that being self-conscious.
Yeah, exactly. So basically, 你不要想太多了。
但我们想太多就是怕那外国人听不听得懂啊，或者那个外国人会不会笑我呀 ？Would they make fun of me?
Yeah, well, if they make fun of you, then they're not the person to talk to anyway.
哦，对，这倒是。我觉得you know, the kind of people, the kind of native speakers are Chinese people who make fun of other people's English. I think they're just not worth your time.
Exactly.
The problem is with them, not with you.
That's right.
好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿，也希望为你的英语学习稍稍的打了一些气。然后呢，也别忘了就是多接触英语，多接触自然地道的语料，去 focus on 外国人是怎么来沟通，怎么来交流的，然后循序渐进，从听到懂。到说开言英语呢就是这样来设计我们的内容和课程也希望在你学英语的道路上呢成为你很好的帮手和陪伴 OK, thank you for listening 大家有什么学英语的小故事和小窍门小成就都欢迎在今天的留言里与我们分享 We look forward to seeing you next time 再见
下次再见